Then something takes over me. It is as if I am drifting away into another place, into the deepest recesses of my mind to hide from the pain. Suddenly, the world becomes hazy and blurry. It is black all around me, soothing and empty. My pain and sadness no longer feel real or personal, no longer mine, when the blackness swallows my surroundings and me with it. When I regain some level of conscious thought, I am back at my camp, standing before Mei Bong. My hand massages my stinging cheek. I taste blood in my mouth. Mei Bong has slapped me awake. "Where have you been?" she demands, as the world comes back in focus. The girls stand around us, watching me. "I don't know," I manage to say. "I went to see..."
"And you stayed for 3 days? Don't you know the Yuans are everywhere?"
My eyes widen in disbelief. "No, I don't know where I was," I tell her honestly. Her hand lands hard across my face again. The pain makes me dizzy. I almost lose my balance.
"You won't tell me? You won't have any food tonight, and I will reduce your food ration until you do!"
She screams into my face and walks away. After she is gone, I walk to the well and pull up a pail of water. Drinking some, I pour the rest over my feet. Rubbing one foot against the other, I remove the layers of red mud to expose my small, wrinkled toes. "Ma is dead," I repeat to myself with little emotion. "Ma is dead." I have no memory of the 3 days after I left her village. In our training the next day, I charge at the Yuan dummies even before Mei Bong's cue. My skin vibrates with hate and rage. I hate the gods for hurting me. I hate Pol Pot for murdering Pa, Ma, Cave, and Gek. I stab my wooden stake high into the dummy's chest, feeling it puncture the body and hit the tree. Hard and fast, I stab it, each time envisioning not the body of a Yuan, but that of Pol Pot. Now, it is all real. Now, I no longer have to pretend to be an orphan.